It's time to take 10 minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of Parshat Achrei Mot Kedoshim, Higher and Higher. I want to thank our sponsors today, Andy and Tricia Woodman. We mentioned last week that my son Asher mentioned the idea that there's a transition within this book of Vayikra from purity to holiness. This week's Parsha is that transition itself, from going from purity to holiness. Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair, in the final Mishnah in Sota, says that nikiyut, cleanliness, leads to tahara, purity. Purity leads to prishut, some sort of abstinence or separation from impure and unclean things. And that, in turn, leads to kedusha, to holiness. So, purity is a stepping stone toward holiness. If you look at Achrei Mot, the purpose there is to cleanse, lechate, to purify, lechaper, to atone, to cleanse ourselves. V'yom hazeh yechaper lechem, God will clean you up from all your sins. Taher etchem mikol chatatchem, to purify you from all your sins. So think about that. We usually think Yom Kippur, when we walk out of Yom Kippur, we're so holy. Pure. So pure when we walk out of Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is about purity. Lefnei Hashem, titaru, in front of God, be purified. The goal is to be cleansed of all in uncleanliness, all sins, all mistakes. That doesn't really lead you to, that's not really saying that you are on a high level. You're just on a cleanse level. You basically clean the slate from all the negativity to ground zero. Then you have to go to something else. My Rebbeim at Yeshivat Haratzion point out that, yes, we have two lists of, you know, don't sleep with this one, don't sleep with that one, the idea of arayot, forbidden relations. And we have two sections. So for some reason, they're divided. It says the do's and don'ts, the don'ts of arayot, of things, people we shouldn't have relations with. And then in our parsha, it says the punishments for those people. So the question is, why two different sections? So my teachers at Yeshivat Haratzion, or Meidan among them, say it's two completely different things, completely different. Here, it's in Achrei Mot, the first parsha of this week, it's all about the notion of purity. For instance, it says that Ushmartem l'tiasod michor toivot, you want to avoid all these toivot, these abominations. Alotakir chemar, the land should not spit you out. Vatit mahar, the land became impure, and you don't want the land to become impure. So it's all about impurity. Vatit mahar. However, and it says, Al titamu b'cholei, don't defile yourselves with all these things. The reason to avoid these things is to reach the level of purity, to be cleansed from these things that you don't want to be doing. This parsha, Kedoshim, says, no, Vivdaltim ben Amatral Tumeat, goes back to the laws of Kashrut 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, and it says, stay away from impure animals. And Vitemli Kedoshim, Ki Kedoshani, be holy to me, because I am holy. I'm separating you from other nations. That's the end of the parsha, and it introduces these laws of forbidden relations, refrain, we've seen before in the laws of Kashrut, be holy, become holy, I make you holy, etc., etc. The goal of refraining from these illicit relations is not just to cleanse yourself, but actually to bring yourself to a different level. A person who's constantly staying away from this that they shouldn't do, and that which is unclean, and that which is impure, it's not just that they have a clean slate, they try to reach a different level. But if we ask ourselves, what is this Parshat Kedoshim? Why is this the Parsha of holiness? Why are these laws listed in Parshat Kedoshim? Why does that involve holiness? So it's interesting. Rashi says to himself, I don't see anything holy over here. Don't steal, don't honor your parents. That's not holy, that's the basic laws. So Rashi says, oh, it must be referring to the previous chapter. Holiness comes from refraining from immorality. He says, if you keep all those things, then you will be parush, you'll be abstinent from those things. In last week's parsha, in the middle, at the end of Achrei Mot, the illicit relations, and then you'll be holy. That's holiness, according to Rashi. Abstinence from illicit relations. Ramban has his own theory that it's about going above the law. It's not just the law itself, but above the law. Because that's not what the parsha is all about. The Ibn Ezra says, no, it's about the elaboration of the Ten Commandments. It's found in this parsha. The Tzoror Mor says, it's about the things that are in this parsha. The Reb David Tzvi Hoffman also said that it's all about the things in this parsha. Chizkuni says, don't think that holiness only comes from abstinence from all these negative things. It also comes from being a decent human being, from honoring our parents, having awe of our parents, honoring the Sabbath, giving the various corners of our field to the poor, loving our neighbors, ourselves, setting aside fruits before we eat them, abstinence of sorts. There are being a basic mensch in the community, in the society, having a just and proper society. This is also not only part of holiness, that's what holiness is in the Jewish definition. Forget the general definition. The Torah's definition of holiness, a stuff that's in this parsha. Rov Gufei Torah, Tzuliyim Barashi says, the main stuff of the Torah is in here. And what is it? It's not about being the sanctuary and being cleansed of our sins. That's just level one. It's not about fasting all day and living like angels. There's midrash about, oh, it's so wonderful, Yom Kippur, we become like angels. That's not the goal. That's not holiness. That's purity. That's being clean. Parshat Kedoshim says, let's go to the next level. And the rest of the book takes us to that next level. Holy times, holy people. We're trying to go to the next level. And the next level is Kedusha, holiness. And holiness is not some sort of monastery or some sort of otherworldly experience. It's being good in this world, sanctifying things that are in this world. The Hasidic idea, the Jewish idea of holiness is to take a piece of kugel and eat it on Shabbos, and that's Shabbos Kodesh. It's lechavod Shabbos Kodesh. It's for the honor of Shabbos. To set your table, to make your bed in your bedroom, that is what it means to honor the Sabbath. And that's holiness. Setting aside times for holiness, but even just lo techachashuv, lo techashakru, ish mamito, not lying and stealing, being a kind of society that doesn't allow lying and stealing and taking revenge, a kind of society where people love each other, where people have hin tzedek, mosnei tzedek, where people have just measures and don't cheat each other. This is holiness. Holiness as defined by the Torah is not what we think it is, perhaps in the American parlance, in which it's some sort of otherworldliness. That's Tara. That's preacher. That's something else. That's last week's parsha, staying away, refraining from certain things that we shouldn't be doing. Kedusha, in the Torah's definition, inside the internal godly definition of holiness, is what? Holiness is sanctifying the mundane. Holiness is living a plain life and doing the things that we do, but doing them properly in the presence of God, always remembering, Ani Hashem Elokechem, always remembering, God is with us. You wouldn't want to lie. You wouldn't want to take revenge against your neighbor. Ani Hashem Elokechem, I am Lord your God. In the presence of I am Lord your God, hopefully we live at a holy level. Not just purity, not just cleansing ourselves of our sins. Yom Kippur is only a beginning. Don't think Yom Kippur is the holiest day of the year. It's the purest day of the year. It's the day when we cleanse ourselves, the cleanest day of the year. But you know, sometimes you have a desk. Oh, the desk is so clean. Yeah, because nothing's going on. You have a home. Oh, it's so beautiful. Yeah, because there are no children to make a mess. When stuff is going on, it's messy. New York City, there's a lot of things going on there. The streets are not so clean. You can have other cities where streets, you could eat off the street. Yeah, because there's nothing going on. In a Jewish life, to have holiness, there's stuff going on, and we try to get it right. We try. It's hard. Try to get those things right. When you get it right, that's holiness. Holiness is a step higher than purity. It's not just being clean. It's having a good slate, not just a clean slate, but getting merit, getting credit for all the good things that we do to live proper and just and holy life. Holiness is not otherworldliness. That's purity. This parsha, this book, transitions this week from purity to holiness, from avoiding sin, being cleansed of sin, to doing mitzvot. When you do mitzvot, you do stuff in this actual world, maybe a little more messy, a little more danger there. Maybe you might fall off the cliff, might do the wrong thing. But that is the quest toward holiness. And ultimately, Rav Pinchas ben Yair in the Mishnah and Sota says that, you know, that you can keep climbing after the holiness, then you have to realize you're not so special, then you have to be modest about it. And then maybe you will fear heaven. And you fear heaven, maybe you become a chassid, a true, truly pious person. And maybe that, from there, we would merit to be prophets, to have Ruach HaKodesh, to have that. And if we could have prophecy, we could revive the dead, and we could revive the dead. Eliyahu HaNavi would come and tell us all about it. There's no end to what can happen when we climb from one level to the next, when we go higher and higher. Thanks for joining us here at the Baron Hirsch Congregation each week, and thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.